Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to today's TSF1 Greece podcast, the last podcast for the season for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Today, we have the full trio, Alex Panos and Dimas. And Dimas and Dimitris. Okay. That went well. So, hello, Panos and Dimas.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
The first hello was Mac Dimitris. So, Mac Mezzo. It was a good race for McLaren, relatively. Pano.
Not for such Ferrari, a good race for
it was,
Ferrari.
Well, another Ferrari.
It was a Ferrari weekend. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, let's just kick things off with free practice and quali before we again check the mayhem that took place.
So, free practice one. Friday morning, we have George Russell in first place, Felipe Dragovic in second with Aston Martin, and Daniel Ricciardo in third. Moving on to free practice two, we have Charles Leclerc in first place, Lando Norris in second, and Max Verstappen in third. Saturday morning, we have George Russell in first, Lando Norris, and Oscar Piastri in third. Moving on to qualifying, in 16th out of Q1, it's the end of 2023 season. Carlos Sainz with Ferrari, 16th. 17th, Kevin Magnussen. 18th, Valtteri Bottas. 19th, Zhou Guanyu. And in 20th, Logan Sargeant, who didn't even make a lap. Moving on to Q2, out of Q3, we have in 11th, Sir Goat Lewis Hamilton. Finally, for the last race, in 11th place. 12th, Esteban Ocon, Lance Stroll, Alexander Albon, and in 15th, Daniel Ricciardo. Moving on to Q3, our poleman finally for this season, for the last time, hopefully, Max Verstappen, once again, woohoo! Second place, Charles Leclerc, third, Oscar Piastri, fourth, Russell, fifth, Norris, sixth, Tsunoda, 7th Alonso, 8th Hulkenberg, 9th Perez, and 10th Gasly. We didn't have any penalties, so we can start with the race.
So, Alex.
So, yeah. I was so focused on Panos, I expected something else to come still. Anyway, so, starting from lap one, we had a good start from Verstappen and Leclerc, with Verstappen turning in first. Hamilton had a bad start, okay. Norris was entering the first turn in fourth position. Leclerc was pushing Verstappen, though Verstappen managed to keep first place. We know pretty well he doesn't crack under pressure. Mm-hmm. Going to lap 3, Perez overtakes Hamilton for 9th position, while on lap 4, Norris overtakes Piastri for the 3rd place. On lap 7th, we have Russell, who's currently having a battle with Piastri, and Piastri turns in front of him. Following up 4 laps down the race, on lap 11, we have the battle between Russell and Piastri continuing, with Russell finally overtaking him. On lap 15th, we are starting with the pits. We have the first strategy mistake of McLaren, which brings Russell in front of Norris, which was the last thing they wanted, but this is where they are. And Hamilton has a contact with Ocon, following up on lap 25 by Dimitris.
So on lap 25, Perez passes Alonso. On lap 28, Perez passes Piastri for 5th place. On lap 37, Hamilton passes Alonso for 11th place. And Alonso, once again, passes in front of him. On lap 46, Alonso passes Sainz for 8th place. And on lap 47, Perez collides with Norris. And so Perez is served with a 5-second penalty. We have, again, a fight between Hamilton and Sainz. Sainz have the defensive line and keeps Hamilton behind him. So Hamilton on
turn nine,
exactly, passes Sainz.
No, we have on lap 48. Perez overtakes Norris for 4th place. On lap 54, Perez overtakes Russell for 3rd place. And finally, on lap 58, we have Verstappen in 1st place, Perez in 2nd. He overtook Leclerc. Even though Leclerc holds on the 2nd place and Russell on 3rd, because Perez has the 5-second penalty, and he ends on 4th place. So, in conclusion, we have Mercedes in 2nd in the Constructions Championship after a disappointing weekend for Sainz.
Sadly, Ferrari's weekend was like the telegraph that Dimitris gave us today. I mean, next time maybe Panos try instead of bullet points writing like full sentences, so at least he can read them.
He can't read them because it's in Greek. He can't.
Yeah. So we have to actually translate it. I mean, he's
good job, Dimitris. Good job, Dimitris.
He's like a TV person. Like, give him like the card. You can read that, okay? Then smile and walk away. Say, have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Have a nice trip. Goodbye. Yeah. Bye.
So, as we discussed in the Greek version of the podcast, I mean, most people told me that it's not really interesting to discuss the points, so I'm not gonna go through them. I think we can highlight a few things. Mercedes supposedly had like a crap season, but we noticed that she ended up right in front of Ferrari. Okay, mm-hmm. So maybe it wasn't that bad after all. We see, okay, Red Bull of course is in a class of its own. In the midfield, the battle really was between McLaren and Aston Martin, with Alpine doing well, and the rest of the teams, including like Alfa Romeo, that now walks away from Formula One, really just basically existing. But the bestest of the best is Haas. I mean, like they are. I don't know. I think they race simply just to cover the positions, to have like the last two cars. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Why not? Sponsors are happy.
I mean, people see them, not so often. I mean, it's useful when they had like Mazepin, where he was spinning and crashing. I mean, there were a lot of photos, so you can really enjoy like the sponsors. Maybe they should get him back. It would be good for marketing, at least. I think in the Drivers' Championship, okay, we said Perez, as expected, a great car, so his skills were enough for him to finish second. Max is in a class of its own, and, well, Hamilton, despite having, again, as we said, like a bad season, finished third, with Russell being on it. And in the in between we have like Leclerc,
Alonso,
Norris, I think, was also in between. And then we are like followed by the two Frenchmen of Alpine, so Ocon and Gasly. And further down we have like Bottas, Zhou and Yu, I think. The like gazillion people who drove for AlphaTauri and for like Williams this year, and basically the Haas guys.
And last
but not least,
Nick DeVries.
Yes, literally 0 points. I mean, he managed to do like absolutely nothing. I mean, okay, that's a bit too mean. He's moving to WEC. I mean, okay, maybe not everyone can shine in Formula 1, maybe he finds something else where he's better. I mean, the fact that that someone even makes it to Formula 2 and can drive for Formula 1 is more than enough, because some people, I mean, like to bash them. We would love to even like manage to like finish in Formula 2000 or like Formula 3. I mean, finish the season somewhere like in the middle, not win something, or Formula 4 for the average person. So,
or maybe
okay,
he
yeah.
didn't have the right chance from the right team.
He didn't have the capacity.
He had the capacity, I think. But no, okay.
The capacity joke is getting like is like ending my patience capacity.
Okay.
We are out of capacity.
Oh, now you are out of capacity.
Okay, let's move on.
So, yeah, moving on. I think we would like Dimitris made like a great question, like gave a great question in the Greek podcast. So, what do we want to see in the next season? Let's start with Dimitris, who also proposed the question.
Basically, not Verstappen winning again.
Not like 15 races or 18 15. Or how many they were, like 19 from the
19 from the 24,
from the 2000 20, races we had this season.
23 or 22.
22,
I think. And
if we are wrong, it's a bit too late. So yeah, excuse us. I think, but though it was 22.
Okay, and the midfield to be more competitive.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, we would love, like, a 2021 battle of Red Bull with Mercedes, like, with maybe someone else, maybe Ferrari and McLaren. But Ferrari is Ferrari, so, yeah, let's keep,
okay,
like, a
so, no.
little basket for the eggs.
Red Bull and...
Greek.
No.
So I think next year it will probably be McLaren with Mercedes fighting Red Bull, and Ferrari will... be Ferrari. Let's see what Aston Martin does, because I mean, Uncle Alonso gave like a pretty good show this year. I would love maybe Alpine to be a bit more competitive and maybe show something in some races, but I mean, okay, that remains to be seen. And on other news, I think, well, Williams and Haas, they're a battle for who gets the last place. And yeah, let's see what happens. I see Panos is full of excitement. He literally is trying to summarize the 50 minutes of speech.
He's speechless.
I just want Ferrari to get better, okay? That's all I want. All I want for Christmas is Ferrari to be better next year.
You know there's no Santa Claus, right? So this is probably not gonna happen. That's kind of a problem. So, I think we can sum up the following. So, we will see you next season, hopefully. Thank you for bearing us. We will try to make like the English podcast a bit more engaging. I mean, after the first season, it normally gets better, hopefully. Panos will be doing the notes, writing a separate one in full text for Dimitris, because, I mean, he can clearly not connect bullet points on the spot. Okay, sorry for trashing you, I'm done with that. And yeah, the first podcast will be like the presentation of the car. So after all the liveries are unveiled, we will have the first podcast and then see how we move on. For the time being, we wish a great rest of the 2023 and a good start in the new year. And we look forward to seeing you somewhere there around the beginning of March or end of February, whenever we are done with the presentation. Gentlemen, thank you for being with me again today, and we look forward to seeing you all next year. Bye.